So let's bring Tom Seppo in right now from Operation Transformation. OT is putting on Family Night once again tonight, something they have been doing for a lot of years now. And it's free. It's open to the public. A lot of families going to come down. I mean, this is what Family Night is all about. Tom, how you doing?
Good. Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. This takes you and a lot of volunteers a lot of time to plan, doesn't
it? Yeah, we got about over 150 volunteers that are working on the event for tonight. So it's our biggest one ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have 46 venues that are going to be out on the spread out on the whole ground. In fact, we're going to be moving up the hill quite a bit, even closer to 10th Avenue from the all the way to the old recruiter's office.
So. That is such a great spot to do this too, and it's close to all the action, but it's kind of set aside a little bit. I mean, it's just a great spot.
Yeah. Well, when we first had the opportunity 15 years ago to kind of get to be a part of the festivities, that was the end of the road, and there was no one down there. So it was a nice spot to be. And I'd like to think that we're the happening spot on Family Night. So
you absolutely are.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that that cruise down that way. In fact, you know, we've taken some guesstimates about maybe 10,000 people that walk through that through the 5 hours that we're open. So
that's great. Yeah. So 5 hours. Which 5 hours? When do you start?
Well, kind of a soft opening at 4:30 or so, and then we go to 9 or a little after 9. So.
And what goes on there? What are you
well,
doing?
Some of the 46 venues. Obviously, we have some inflatables for the kids to kind of bounce on and get all their energy out, and then we have face painting, hair braiding. You know, Paul, I think you and I, we got a special spot for us down there for the hair braiding. I think they're going to give me some extensions.
Said. There you go.
Yeah, I can flip them up over on top and cover up my spot on the top.
Could use that myself.
Yeah. And then we got a petting zoo, pony rides. Mm-hmm. Those are the really famous kind of things. Kids really like the pony rides. Paws from the Detroit Tigers are going to be down there. You know, Bob Ike and Financial Thrivent, they have bringing Paws in, and so he's always down there to get pictures for the kids. Balloon animals, clowns, Home Depot will be down there again. They always have kids building either a ship or a birdhouse or something along those lines that the kids can take away. And then we have games and giveaways at every one of the sites. We have two music bands that are going to be down there that will provide some nice background music. And so it's going to be just a wonderful evening.
How do you manage to do all this and make it free for families?
Well, we have very special sponsors. So our presenting sponsor will be the Eastern Michigan Christian Foundation, which they have invested some money. And we figure about $10,000 it costs us to put everything all together. And we have the Kiwanis Club of Port Huron, Community Foundation, James Atchison Foundation, Power 83, the Westminster Church, Advia Credit Union, Women's Life Chapters 800 and 808. Those are the main sponsors. And then we have a lot of other ones, about 15 churches that are kind of sponsoring it as well. And so, goodness sakes, it takes a lot of preparation. We plan about January to start putting things together.
I don't doubt it. It takes a lot of people to put this on. And you realize how generous this community is when you start asking people to help out.
When it's all free, I think that's what I think families appreciate, because I know that they can't go to Cedar Point or even the local one here and get out $50 or so. And so that makes it kind of easy on the pocketbook for the families, and it's just nice. But we are going to be selling, though, some hot dogs, hamburgers, and some drinks. So that'll help defray some of the other costs, too.
Good deal. And who is in charge of the weather for tonight?
Well, you know, I prayed about that this morning, and, you know, and I think God has answered our prayer even for the whole weekend here. So it's going to be a real nice evening. It should be very pleasant along the shores of the north bank of the Black River.
There you go. Sounds good. Tom, thanks for stopping by this morning. Thanks for putting this on for the community every year.
Well, it's our privilege, and we certainly appreciate, Paul, you giving us a little time and a little PR here.
Very happy to do it.
All right. Thank you.
Tom, thanks a lot. Tom Seppo from Operation Transformation with us on 1380 WPHM as we continue our broadcast from Tio Gordo's Casino in downtown Port Huron.